Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu vesselamu ala şerefil enbiya vel murselin Muhammedur Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem. Teslimen kathiren kathira. Thamma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, today is the 1st of January 2019. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this year a good year, inshallah. In every respect for all people, and to relieve the suffering of whoever is in any kind of difficulty, and save us first and foremost from ourselves and then from all the other those who do not wish well for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, friends, al-akhilla. In Arabic, there are many words for friends. Zamil is friend, Rafiq is friend, and so on. Wali is friend. But each word, each word in Arabic, which we translate in the same way as friend, in Arabic each word has a different meaning. And each of them refers to a degree of friendship. So Rafiq is one degree of friendship, Zamil is another degree of friendship, Wali is another degree of friendship. The closest of friends is Khalil. So this is a very close degree of friendship, which is the closest. So Khalil is somebody who, in our human terms, you would say it is someone for whom I will give my life. It is someone who is so close to me that there are no secrets between us. I know everything about him, he knows everything about me. But he is my closest confidant. My secret is completely and totally safe with him. It will never go anywhere from him. And similarly, his secret is completely and totally safe with me. It will never go anywhere from him, from me. The Khalil is so close that, for example, in my home, there is no place where the Khalil is not permitted to enter. You know, that is the level of friendship. So you can't have, you know, I can't say I have 20 Khalils. It's not, you may have one. And Allah alam, sometimes you may not have even one, because that level of closeness you may not have with anybody, right? Sometimes it happens that we have a friend with whom you are so close, and then, you know, he dies or goes away to some other country or something, and you feel very lost and you feel very lonely, as if a big part of you has gone away, even though there may be so many other people who are, you know, friends of yours. But nobody fills that space, because that space is specific to that level of friendship. So Khalil is something like this. Now, see the words of the Quran, Al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Day of Judgment. There he is saying, Allah is not saying Az-Zumala, Ar-Rufaqa, Al-Awliya. Allah is saying Al-Akhilla. People who were so close to each other, not just any kind of friend, acquaintance, I meet somebody 5 minutes later, is my friend, or, you know, all the nonsensical Facebook friends who don't even exist. Al-Akhila is people, somebody who is so close to me, meaning maybe their friendship itself is for many, many years. We are that close. Allah is saying such people, Al-akhillau yawma idhin, on that day, which is the Day of Judgment, ba'duhum li ba'din adu, they will be enemies of one another. Allah Kareem. Think about this. Now, Allah is not saying on that day, they will not recognize each other, they will ignore each other. Who is an enemy? An enemy is not somebody who ignores you. You may ignore so many people for so many reasons, but you're not an enemy. Somebody says, here is a, you know, sword, go and kill him. You say, no, I don't want to kill somebody. Why will I kill him? Here is a gun, shoot him. No, I won't shoot him. I don't like the fellow, but I will ignore him, but I'm not going to kill him. I will not sit and make baddua for him, ya Allah, destroy him. No, I will not do all this. So is he your enemy or are you his enemy? You're not his enemy. You just like, I mean, you know, irritating character, whatever, you ignore him. Allah is not saying, Allah is saying enemy. Enemy means what? Enemy means somebody who you want to kill or destroy or you wish evil for them. May Allah protect us from being enemies and from having enemies. Allah is saying adu. Who is this adu? Somebody who was that close to you in this dunya, about whom you cannot even imagine that this person can have any ill feeling for me, that this person can be, or I can have any ill feeling for this person. Allah is saying on that day, Al-akhillahu yawma'idhin ba'duhum li-ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. Allah says, except those who are muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep our friendship, alhamdulillah, alive. Every morning we meet in Salatul Fajr, alhamdulillah. The unwan, the reason we meet is not to meet each other, but to come together to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course we meet each other, we feel very happy when we meet each other, alhamdulillah. But the reason for coming together, and that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, Abu Hurairah says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a majlis, a gathering in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is not mentioned is cursed. Because the unwan of this meeting is not the ridha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something else. So alhamdulillah, it's, you know, you can have many anaveen to meet people, you can have many reasons, but always try to bring the ridha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into that. Because there are two benefits. One is, of course, it is blessed, because if the lack of the mention of Allah is a curse, then the mention of Allah is a blessing. So alhamdulillah. Second thing is, then it keeps you as a muttaqi. Because if you have now mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in this meeting, if there is something happening which seems to be going in somewhere else, then immediately you bring yourself back. Now, we just mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how can we do something, or we act in a way, or we speak something which Allah does not like. So Allah said on that day, the akhillah, the closest of friends will become enemies, illa al-muttaqeen. Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. And it will be said to these people, it will be said to the muttaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ya ibadi, O my ibad, O my slaves, on this day there will be no fear on you and there will be no sadness. And you will not grieve. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those for whom it will be said, there is no fear, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, that there is no fear and there is no sadness for those people. Somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, ya Rasulullah, who is a good friend? So now we have said that closest friends, on that day of judgment, if you still want to be with your friend, then this basis of friendship has to be the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, who is a muttaqu? Who is a muttaqi? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, somebody who, when you are with him, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? By his actions, by his speech, whatever, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said the second thing is that is somebody from whom you learn something. Whatever it is, it need not necessarily be, you know, some masala of fiqh or some ayat of the Quran, whatever, some beneficial knowledge, some beneficial thing you learn from this person when you are with this person. And the third thing he said is that you will remember the akhirah when you are with this person. So three things: he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you learn something beneficial, and you are reminded of the akhirah. So if there is somebody who does not fit into this, then obviously you have to delete from your list of friends. Because if that is not so, then these are the people who on the day of judgment will become your enemies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously therefore the best khalil, the best friend is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. A man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ya Rasulullah, I have nothing in my amal to present to Allah on the day of judgment. Now imagine, remember this, when the Sahaba, when we hear these hadiths, let us not equate ourselves with them. The Sahabi who said he has nothing, when his Amal Nama is open before Allah, the Kitab is open before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have, you know, mountains of things which we... So don't let us think that, oh, the Sahabi said nothing. Sahabi, for the Sahabi to simply pray behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a level of salah which, you know, in our entire existence, we cannot even hope to reach anywhere close to that. So just one thing is enough for them, alhamdulillah. So, but from their level, so this Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, I have nothing to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, on the day of judgment, you will be with those you love. You will be with those you love. Now, sounds nice. Therefore, I will say, I am Ashiq Allah and I am Ashiq Rasul. Khalas, I'm done. Now on the day of judgment, I will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, let us not fool ourselves. If you love Allah and you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a condition. Allah put a condition there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah said, say to these people who claim to love Allah, to make your ittiba, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, those who claim to love Allah, make my ittiba, follow my sunnah. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray Salatul Fajr in his house or in the masjid? Tell me one thing. Did you?
Even the last
day when he could not even walk, two people, he got them to carry him into the masjid. No, I'm talking about, see, it's very easy to fool yourself. You cannot fool anybody else. This is one of the, we can only fool ourselves. There's only one person in the world, that's yourself. Other people can see through you. You know, even if you deceive somebody one time, after that they know how much, kitne pani mein sab samaan ho jata. The issue is we should stop fooling ourselves. Our basic fundamental thing, why do I keep on harping on this Salatul Fajr in the Masjid? This is the absolute foundation. What is less than this, tell me. Even that we cannot do, then we say, oh, but you know, I love Allah, I love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make dua, oh ya Allah, keep me. How is it going to happen? Tell me. Here is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's saying, Ya Rasulullah, I want, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be with those you love. The love of Allah means obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the love like, you know, on a human basis. The love of Allah is expressed by obedience of Allah. The love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressed by obedience to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot live our life away from the sunnah in all kinds of bid'at and in all kinds of disobedience of Allah and His Messenger, and then we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because you recite some nasheed or you read some na'at or you have some function. No, sorry, this doesn't work. Another sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that Allah must make me your companion on the day of judgment. Please make dua that Allah should keep me with you on the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will make the dua, but you help my dua with your actions. Why is he saying that? Is the dua of the Nabi not sufficient? Whose dua is more? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inshallah, Ya Allah, keep him with me, khalas. He doesn't do that. He says, you help my dua. Why does he say help my dua? Is the dua of the Nabi weak? He needs help. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is drawing us back to reality. And he's saying that just this asking for these empty duas doesn't work. Even if you ask the Nabi, sorry. If you want this dua to work for you, then do the work for which you have been sent. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then inshallah al-musta'an, we ask Allah for His mercy, we ask Allah for His forgiveness, we ask Allah for Ahi Sattarul Uyub, He is the one who covers the faults. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam on the day of judgment. We ask, and inshallah al-musta'an, we are completely confident, inshallah Allah will give us. But conditional. Every single thing I've said this many times. There is no promise of Allah in the Quran which is unconditional. Every single promise has a condition. That condition we have to fulfill. And the fundamental of that is the faraid of Allah and halal and haram. Remove all the haram from your life. Follow the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first farad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. If you have life, the first farad of Allah. I'm not talking about tahajjud. Alhamdulillah, may Allah give us tahajjud. I'm saying the farad. The farad is salatul fajr in the masjid. If you have not done that, you have not fulfilled the first farad itself. Your day is beginning. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will take away the barakah from your life. Allah will take away the barakah from your life. You can pray and you can make dua till you die that you should, Allah must give me barakah, Allah must give me success. You will not get success, believe me. I am not saying it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. He said, the sleeping of the morning will destroy your life, will take away the barakah out of your life. If you cannot pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, goodbye. This is as serious as that. First fundamental, every day begins with disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will you get barakah? Tell me from where? That is how important it is. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give us istiqamat and to keep us on this and to get other people also. It is our job. It is our job to take this message to those we love. If we don't take the message to those we love, then we don't love them. Simple as that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.